go for it, Barbara.
Let's see. One of my first clients actually just reported that her A1C dropped from like 8.3 to 5.4 in 6 months.
Way to go.
Cooking classes are working.
Wow. And so I want to just really honor that with Barbara, because Barbara just joined us, what, in November, September, whenever, October. Okay. Really hasn't even started the content of the program till January. And she came from a place of, I got these great results. Me, I'm not a health coach. I'm not a doctor. Can I really do this? And I said, just reach out. What can you do? What can you do? And cooking was the way to go. Bring your friends in. And so, you know, wherever you are, encouraging, right, to just do what you know, and you can help so many people. Thank you for asking
them what they want. Mm-hmm. I haven't put together any materials. You know, I told them I've got herbs in my garden right now. I can make a salad and some teas. And they, you know, just showing them the garden is something that they don't know how to do.
Yep.
So those kinds of things. Yeah. But thank you, because I'm still overwhelmed with the amount of materials I need to go through, but what I have gone through has helped tremendously.
Great.
You know, on that note, because you were talking about you have people that come to your house and
yes.
your garden. So how many of y'all bring people to your house? And is there, has anybody had a, I hate to say, a security concern with that? Or has there been any problems? Has that ever been?
I used to bring people to my house, and it was all referral based. So yeah. I never advertised. I didn't just like put a thing in and have some strange people come into my house. It was always a friend of a friend of a friend.
Right.
So I've never had that because of that. I wouldn't hang a shingle and, you know, bring the public into my house.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way. These are people that I know, and then the people they know.
Yeah.
I did something one time at the chamber because it was all raw food, and I hired a chef to make the recipes while I taught, and that worked real well because then I wasn't distracted by all the.
So you didn't do it at home. You did it in someone else's kitchen. Yeah.
I work with clients at my house, not right now, of course, but you know, it's clients that private clients, they invest a few thousand dollars, right? So, you know, I've never been concerned about.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I've done that with maybe people who weren't referral, like they were online clients, but who were in our high-end program, which got a VIP day. And some of them I brought to my house.
Right. And a lot of times
we'll like Steph.
Yeah. It's not like usually you just met a stranger when they sign up. It's usually like a process where you've
developed a relationship first.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We do a meetup every month, and the meetup is listed in Meetup. And my kids have always said, "Mom, aren't you afraid of some real weird people coming to the house?" And so it never even occurred to me until he said it. I'm like, "Well, we've always gotten these really nice people, and I mean, I suppose it's a risk."
But look at what we're eating.
What's that?
I said, because of the type of food you're offering, it really eliminates a lot of people.
It eliminates most people. They're not coming to this potluck where they're bringing pork roast and, you know, hot dogs.
The weirdos will show up and then they'll be like, oh, crap, these people are weirder than me.
I thought I was coming here for a free meal and see what else. And they're like, oh, and their dining room cabinet is full of like these green powders and herbs and stuff. And there's no like China and
Elaine, one thing, don't tempt people. So don't leave things out, because I used to have classes, and as we grew, we had people from Crow's Market. They were bringing people in, and I would teach cooking, and we would weigh them, and they had a program for so many weeks. And I forgot, I took my diamond earrings and I put them behind a fishbowl on the counter where divided the kitchen from the living room, and they disappeared. So just don't tempt people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have a garage apartment that has like a little kitchenette area, and I have a full size dining table in there, and right now it's basically sitting there empty. So we've kind of talked back and forth about maybe.
I love it. I love to bring.
I love that idea.
Because yeah. It's a great communication. People feel comfortable. I was just going to say, don't tempt people. I just took them off because I was cooking and I had my phone and they were bothering me. So I just forgot. But having people at home, it really makes good connections and they really want to hear what you have to say.
That's especially right. If you have a separate apartment like that.
Yeah, right. I was thinking the apartment, because we've talked about doing it here in the house, but then if I did it in the apartment, we could permanently, because we don't have anybody living up there right now, so we could actually set it up and basically leave it up.
And you know what, the other good thing you could do there is you can set up a camera there and you can go in there and do little short Facebook Lives and YouTube videos and whatnot, right? Because it's there. Like, you don't have to worry about it cleaning up your kitchen to do it, yeah. Right? And you can set up, get a couple of cheap lights and get a tripod, put a camera on it, or just use your webcam. And you can have that. And that's what I would encourage you to do.
Yeah.
Just start making videos. Here's some things about, you know, here's how to make this dish, which is really awesome for low energy. It's awesome for stubborn weight loss because of this. It's awesome for people with Hashimoto's because of this. I mean, you can educate people with this and then go, let me just show you how to make this. Simple recipes. Simple. People absolutely love to get recipes. I'm like, I can do the same recipe, and I do over and over again in the Healing Kitchen show. And every single time it's like, wow, how did you make that? I threw the nuts and the water in the blender and I turned it on. Really? How much? You know, like, I've done it over and over and they still every single time. So they love having simple things, like a simple elixir, demonstrating elixir recipes. Holy cow. We did that once during something and that was like the most popular thing ever. And then you just start putting this content out there and people get to know, oh, Elaine, she's that hormone cook person. She makes all these really good, you know, she teaches you really great stuff in the kitchen.
Yeah, I have had great luck with redoing recipes, remaking.
Oh, people love that.
Yes, absolutely.
With cleaner ingredients kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did a whole show on that in the Vital Healing Kitchen last Christmas, but the one before. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun because I was like, what the hell is grasshopper pie? Was that you that put that in? No, it was Claudia. Something from Europe or something. I'm like, somebody put in grasshopper pie. And I started looking it up. I'm like, I can make grasshopper pie.
I have no idea what that is.
It's amazing. It's
just, oh my gosh. Okay. What is grasshopper? It doesn't have grasshoppers in it, does it?
No, it doesn't have grasshoppers.
Okay.
But it's green. I don't know why it's called green.
I picked lettuce from my garden for lunch, and then I let it out. I made the salad, and then I was sitting down, and there was a big caterpillar.
Caterpillar in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So grasshopper pie is basically, it turns out, it's usually like whipped cream or cream of some sort, heavy cream of some sort, and Jello. I mean, it's some weird ingredients that make it green. So I said, okay, avocado. I put some spinach in there. I put some coconut cream and I made this really delicious with stevia and it was really delicious filling. And the crust is chocolate. So it has a chocolate crust, like chocolate graham cracker crust. So, okay, what do I do for that? Oh, I threw some pecans and some walnuts and some hemp seeds together and then some chocolate powder and some stevia or whatever, and I made this beautiful crust, and then I decorated it, and it was gorgeous and delicious. I have this picture of it on my blog.
Your next project, Dr. Rita Maria, is Sex in a Pan.
Sex in a Pan? Tell me what Sex in a Pan is.
Yeah, it's similar to what you're saying with the graham crackers, the whipping cream and all that. But it is like one of those recipes that people just like, they just, it's like you die and go to heaven. It's just amazing.
Never
and
heard
of it. So simple. Yeah. It's very, very simple. But, you know, those, I'd love to get that. Do something like that. That's like a different. Right, not at all.
No,
I don't think so.
Send me a link to a recipe for it, and I will make it.
I have it. I'll send you. I'll find it online. I have it actually in my binder.
Karen's the other one that's so good. She makes scrambled eggs. Oh no, an omelet made out of like macadamia nuts and coconut, and done in the dehydrator, filled with spinach, and it's, you know, there's incredible stuff you can do. Mm-hmm. And teach people. Okay. Teach people. All right. So enough of the good food talk. Now I'm going to get hungry. So we're going to do four love seats right now. Okay. And then we'll close up our day. And then tomorrow we'll work on the different pieces of the client, like where are they and how are you going to speak to them at the different pieces of their journey. And then we'll do the rest of the love seats tomorrow. So who wants to volunteer to do it now?
Dr. Rita Marie, I would love to go if I'm on the list, because I'm going to have to jump off to go prep meal for my mother-in-law. Okay. And take it to her. So because okay. She decided to go home and now we have.
Oh, she did? Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We can do you first. Mary, will you go do me a favor and just help make another column in between the yes, no, and the topics or leave out the topics. We're not even going to do that one. Just leave out the topics one. Let's just change it to completed.
Completed. Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah. I'll just change it there and then just mark off the three we've already done. And then we'll mark off the ones that we've done so far.
Okay. I'm trying to remember who we already did.
We did Patty. Patty, Carrie, they're right at the beginning. Patty, Carrie, and Jill.
And Jill. Okay.
Yeah.
And who's going up now?
Eva. Okay. So we have Eva. Who else? If I don't get enough volunteers, I'm just going to have to pick people.
Also, I'm Cindy.
I can go.
Okay. Although, Cindy.
Yeah. Cindy's raising her hand.
And who else said?
Yes. Mahela.
Mahela. One more.
I'll do it.
Okay, Karen.
That was Karen.
All right. Okay, Eva, you're up. Are you going to have your partner introduce you or are you going to introduce yourself?
I did. I wasn't. I think Pat paired up last night. I wasn't because I had to go. So,
Dr. Rita Marie, do you want the 15 minutes to start after the introduction or is the introduction?
No, at the very beginning because otherwise I don't have any time. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Okay, Eva, so what's the main thing that's holding you back from the practice of your dreams?
The main thing right now, what I am having difficulties with is naming my handouts correctly. So I want to find a correct verbiage so it's catchy and it speaks to the avatar, but I don't want to be offensive. I feel like I know I have to put something out there to resonate with them, which is usually has to hit home with the, you know, a baldness of the head or acne on your face or, you know, things that are really tangible, but I feel like my ideas are offensive. So I don't know.
Okay, let's hear that. Maybe there's a language barrier between, you know, so let me ask you this. These are things that you're handing people out. Once they've identified a problem, you want them to read about acne or you want them to read about other things.
Right. Because my avatar is PCOS person. Yes. And I had lots of different brainstorm ideas to what to do once we even, I mean, I had just many different ones, but I know, for example, if I want to write something, let's say on acne, right? So that's one thing that the PCOS women struggle with, which is cystic acne, because it's due to the insulin imbalance and hormone imbalance.
Yeah. So but the acne would be teaching them some tips for how to keep their face clear, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what about like really bringing in that benefit, like clear the clear skin strategies or and other people might have better, be more creative with.
So are you recommending to say, are you struggling with cystic acne?
Which one do you want? You want this listed on a page or where you want to present this?
Well, I'm going to create my handouts and anywhere I was going to present it anywhere I can, like in, you know, if I have a blog, then I'm going
to
write.
Oh, okay. So this is something you want them to opt in to get.
Yes. Yes.
An opt-in gift. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. So something like, do you want to name the, okay, I'll just throw one out and we can play with it. Right.
So one is, you know, women that have PCOS that's out of control, their body tends to look like a male. So, you know, instead of saying, you know, I don't want to be incorrect here, but I want to say something would you like your female body to stay looking like a female body and not have the male traits, meaning excessive hair,
Okay, so we're talking two things. So let's just
two things, right? So those were just my ideas, but I don't know.
Those are your ideas for your handout, for your opt-in gifts, right? Right. So you need a name for the gift, like so that the cover or whatever it looks at, it's going to say, download my free XYZ guide for. Okay. So there's two things here. There's the, what do you call the guide? But then there's the bullet points, like three bullet points on the page that gets them to want to do it, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you basically, so let's go to clear skin. You typically, when you're looking at an opt-in page, you're looking at, let's say, a headline at the top. And I usually like the headline at the top to identify who I'm talking to. Attention, women struggling with the skin issues related to PCOS, or women struggling with acne. Right? Okay. Women struggling with acne, or women with PCOS struggling with acne, or something along those lines.
Okay. Right?
Download my free tips for overcoming acne. I don't think you need much more than that. I have acne. Okay. You have tips.
Okay.
I want them. You know what I mean? Okay. Right? Okay. Yeah. Are you struggling with breakouts, periodic breakouts that you just can't get under control? Every time one breakout goes down, the next outbreak arises. You know, there's an underlying organic condition there, and there are some foods that you can eat and things. Are they mostly food related, or are they?
Usually it's hormones, but foods are going to exasperate.
Okay, so these are people who don't know they have PCOS or do?
Well, right now my avatar knows that she has PCOS.
Okay, so there's two ways to approach it. Attention, women with PCOS, struggling with, you know, constant outbreaks of acne, download my free guide and learn why. But they already know it's hormonal at that point. So what are you going to teach them in that guide? Like how to get their blood sugar under control? Like, is it going to be a part of your process?
Exactly. Exactly. So that is the question, because obviously they might have just been diagnosed and they don't know a lot, or they might not know that their acne is caused by excessive hormones or
So, you know, I would, with acne, because it's such a ubiquitous problem that people have a problem. And when people have a problem with acne, they want it solved. Would anybody agree with that? You have a problem with acne, you just want it solved.
Yes.
Right? You want clear skin. Yes. Right. So you look at struggling with constant outbreaks of acne.
Okay.
Did you know that there are some underlying hormonal imbalances that contribute to acne? There are some food intolerance that can contribute to acne. There are some foods that can help, you know, make your skin more or less prone to acne. Download my free guide and get some tips on how to get over it. So that's acne. So it's the same kind of thing for whatever the problem is. So facial hair, right?
That's facial hair, arm hair, lack of hair.
Right.
So incorrect
pattern hair distribution. Right. So what's some of the offensive names that you've come up with that you were concerned about?
Well, I just felt like this would be offensive. Like if you're a woman and you look like a man, right?
Yeah, you don't want to say that. Yeah,
right. I don't want to say that, but I want to make sure don't say that with even less of a, you know.
I would talk about hair in the wrong place.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Cause that's kind of a cute way to approach it. But you know, I'm losing the hair on my head and it's landing on my chin.
Okay.
My hair and my legs, and I don't know what to do about it. Is this you? Yeah, it could be a condition known as. It's caused by an imbalance of androgen hormones, and those are male hormones. And in a female, you know, maybe you got big muscles, but the hoarse voice and the mustache are not things that you want.
Correct.
So these aren't the exact words.
Exactly.
But these are the kind of things that would appeal to someone who has hair in the wrong places, you know?
That's right.
My body has hair in all the wrong places.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So, you know, I'm following the pattern.
I think those are good, really, really good ones, because those are like women who have that problem. And if they don't know they have PCOS, they want to know. This could be early signs or signs of a condition and a hormonal imbalance called.
Right.
If you have this, you want to nip it in the bud, because it can also lead to infertility, right?
Okay.
And so download my free guide and get your hair grown in the right places.
Yes. Okay. One more question that I had. I mean, I got this idea, so thank you. But one thing is, as a handout, how much of information do you actually put on a topic in a handout that's a free?
Yes. So here's handout. What I'm going to get. I'm going to give you some verbiage, some terminology, so that we're on the right same page. This is just the way I think of it. I think of a handout as somebody's come to work with you and you want to give them a checklist or some kind of guidelines or recipe book, something for them to be doing while they're working with you.
I got you.
Right. So it's like, here's your tips. Oh, you have acne. Here, read my acne one. Here's my this. If you're doing it as a marketing lead gen, it needs to be different than that because you want to present that this is your problem. This is how mm-hmm. you're presenting. This can be one of the signs of this other condition. Here's how you solve this problem. And then for more information on this condition, visit, right? And then, or give me a call and let's talk. Or take my quiz. I love if everybody can come up with a quiz, if it makes sense for you. Because mm-hmm. then take my quiz and find out if you, if PCOS might be the cause of your acne. Take my quiz and find out if PCOS might be the cause of your facial hair.
Okay, so you can use actually a quiz as an opt-in.
Yes, you can. And sometimes that's a good initial one because people love quizzes, right? And then the next piece from that is you give them either a free handout or a paid, like a $5 kind of thing, you know, download like that, download my this.
Okay, so let's focus on not the handout, but let's focus on the material that I'm creating for the opt-in.
Yep.
Which could be the quiz. I'm sorry?
Short and sweet.
Yes. Okay. So when I give someone, you know, if I create a quiz, great. But let's say I have a topic that I want to give them mm-hmm. because it's an enticing. Let's say the acne. Let's go back to acne. So how much of content do I actually put in that gift that I give somebody because they're going to opt in to get this information?
Yeah. So you want to give them as much as they need, but as little as makes sense, because too much, they won't finish reading it and then they won't make it to your call to action, and too much, and they'll feel like, wow, this is awesome. I've got my work cut out for me for the next 6 months. And then they feel like they don't need you.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? So that's defined. So would you,
we're at 10 minutes, just a heads up.
Okay.
Great. 10 minute warning.
Okay, so would you keep it more in still as sort of a quiz in it? You know,
if you want to put a quiz inside of it, yeah, but I think that a quiz is separate. So you have three, I see three hot opt-in gifts for you. Mm-hmm. The PCOS, the mustaches, you know, the hair in all the wrong places, the acne, and then a quiz. So those are three ones that you can be thinking about. Start with one. Which one do you think is the one you have the most juice about? One that you can produce the quickest. Quiz, mm-hmm. you might have to figure out the software or whatever else, and the questions and the grading. Mm-hmm. But I would pick one or the other that you feel the most comfortable. Do you feel most comfortable about one or the other that you could put it out quickly?
You know, I can put out any one of those quickly. But what I was really wanting to put out that really stood out to me today that I have everyone do, even people with not PCOS, it's sugar testing, you know, their glucometer and how to use it correctly. And I think that's something that I can do with PCOS as well.
You can, but you've got to educate them first.
Right.
Right. So if their chief complaint is that either they are not having good periods or they have facial hair or they have acne, they could care freaking less about your blood.
I see your point.
Right. Yeah. That's once you've got them in there to know that they have this problem, then you go, look, this is one of the easiest ways to get it under control.
Okay. Right? That makes sense.
So, and that could be your next step in your email sequences. So you get them in on acne and you go, did you know that there's other things that are related? Are you also having facial hair here? But really what you have to solve is the underlying cause of this hormonal imbalance.
Okay.
And the biggest contributing factor is blood sugar. And you can leave them hanging in that email. In my next email to you, watch your inbox, because I have a really good email about how you can figure out if you have an imbalance in blood sugar that's contributing to this.
I got it.
And then you give them another piece. And then you give them another piece. And I would say a 7 email sequence.
Okay.
Because these days it takes people longer to make a decision that they're going to take action with you.
Okay.
Work with you. And you want to build trust. I used to be like that. Building your stories. my daughter this, a client that, let me tell you about. And you just build 12
minutes.
Okay. You hear, you understand? Yeah. So you don't need a lot of information.
Okay.
Let's just summarize. I have a problem. You have a problem with acne. Acne is the bane of every woman's existence. You know, if you have it, you're embarrassed by it. You try to hide your head in a paper bag, blah, 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 blah. You go through the pain about the acne.
Mm-hmm.
There are some underlying causes of it. It could be just sebum imbalances and, you know, not washing your face well. Here's the solution. You know, you give them little tiny bits that are not related to the PCOS, but far and away, the most overlooked cause of acne is this. Mm-hmm. And then you can even say, if you also have excess facial hair, losing the hair on your head, irregular periods, those are all signs that indicate that PCOS can be your problem. So you give them what they look for. You give them whatever you want to give them. You have to give them 2 to 3 tangible tips to do.
Do you build the bridge and give them the solution in the same thing? Or when do you actually give them the solution for the problem?
The solution to what? To the PCOS?
To the problem. Let's say to the acne. Do you?
Well, the acne, no. If you've offered them you've offered them something. You have to give them something.
Okay, so you underline, you build the bridge and you fix their problem with certain things.
But you begin to. So you might even say, you might even make the connection with the sugar right there. One of the key underlying causes of PCOS is insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is this, and getting your blood sugar under control. And here's 3 starting point tips for you to get that under control.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then you have the, if you're struggling, if you have these symptoms, you can always have your call to action. Just be, call me up for, I don't know if you do free consultations.
I do 15 minute free consultation.
Let's talk. Don't just make sign up for a consultation. You go, if this is you, let's talk.
Yeah.
I'd love to just have a conversation with you. 15 minutes. Let's get on the phone. See if this is really an underlying cause of your acne and see how I can give you some further education on how to solve this.
Okay.
I'll ask you a few questions. You know what? You can elaborate a little, but I mean, 3 to 5 pages is all you really need. I mean, I usually like a cover page and a disclaimer page. So that's 2, a bio page and a call to action page. And then maybe 2 or 3 pages in the middle with the content with pictures to make it easy for them to look through.
Okay.
Right?
That makes sense. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Clear skin is in your future, baby. How you do it, just give me a call.
That's right. Okay.
Got it?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Cool. Eva, we did it.
Yes, and I'm getting so much out of this day today and yesterday, so
good. And I'm glad. There's so much to learn. You know, whatever you learn, there's more to learn, and it's just like taking one step. All right.
So 15 minutes is up.
Yep. Who's next?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pretty quick, I have to go, unfortunately. For the morning class, if you want to join me tomorrow, I'm going to be using some massage balls. So if you have tennis balls or any other balls.
Hold those up so people see them. So they're just like tennis balls, but they come.
A little bit smaller, but basically any kind of ball that's a little pliable, not rock hard. Like lacrosse balls, I think, are too hard. So we're going to massage our neck and our, you know, the head and the shoulders and the back and stuff. So this, and then a yoga block or a thick book or something would be great.
Oh, we forgot to do your vision exercise.
Okay, I figured we can do it tomorrow.
We'll
maybe
do it tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll do this great discussion and nobody was in the mood. That's fine.
So go to her class tomorrow. I put you in, it's in dining room 1.
Oh, okay, good.
So if you can see the link, it's on the page.
Right.
And it has Claudia's website and, if you have a link to the
blog
or whatever, just give us those links and we'll put it there.
And do I have to be the host or can I just pop in there?
I think you should be able to just pop in there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the way we set those rooms up. So and we have it automatically recording so we can get a recording of it. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
This was amazing.
Bye. Okay. Who's next? Who did we say? It was Eva. I wrote it down. Eva, we got Cindy.
Okay, great. So I'd like to start building my credibility in my email list. And I think some of the things that I've struggled with in the past was just being overwhelmed with wanting to know the whole end-to-end process and what I'm going to offer my client. So I am also, like other people, I need structure to kind of just get things done. I'm also limited right now by a full-time job. So I don't have the capacity for a lot of people, but I want to start sharing things and kind of getting out there. So one of the questions I had was, and I've listened to Summer Bach and Rachel today, and I'd like feedback on sort of a plan that I put in my head, but right. I've been thinking about reconsidering because I'm very much a do-it-yourselfer. So I'm wondering, you know, what's the right time for me to engage somebody to help me kind of get ahead in terms of, like, I'm wondering how much content and details should I already have in place before I bring someone else in? And who should I hire first to help me considering where I am right now? I don't have a logo yet, but I want to start out, you know, building a brand, getting that consistency. So I understand the importance of that. So my approach was that I was thinking that I need to finish creating my opt-in content. I've got kind of a draft. It's not, it doesn't look professional or polished or anything yet. So I was thinking about kind of finishing that content, then making it look professional. And that might involve figuring out my brand colors and all of that. So I'm like, do I do that first? Or I also want to I've decided not to redo my whole website. I want to go for just a single page, probably use Wix, so make it just simple. So I'm thinking I need to develop my content for sharing so people know who I am. I've started it, but again, it's not finished, it's not polished.
When you say you started it, what is it? I mean, is it an article? Kind of, is it you have a blog?
So in terms of my story about, you know, what just my credentials and why I got into health coaching so they can start to relate to who I am. And then, yeah, just getting that website up and going so I can have that opt-in.
Okay. And Vix, is it like WordPress where do you know if it has a builder, like an opt-in page builder? I don't know anything about
it. Yeah, so they have, it's free initially to try it out. And then you can upgrade to more features. So I've been playing with it a little bit, but I may be able to go so far. I think it's easy enough that I could probably do it on my own. I don't know how long it would take me to get.
I'm just wondering why that versus WordPress. Because WordPress is free regardless. WordPress has so many themes that you can use and pop in that make it really easy.
So I did some research, and it was also something that Laura Fine recommended as well.
I'm going to stop you there. Laura Fine is not a technical person.
Right.
Okay. So I just want you to know that she doesn't know the ins and outs of what a website requires. But anyway, okay. So go from there.
So yeah, and I'm not like really technical in terms of like the coding or anything for a website either. And looking at Word and comparing the two, Wix has a lot of really snazzy templates and things that.
Okay, so if they have templates that you can easily do, like opt-in page templates would be good.
Yep.
Another option for a lot of folks, and that's what Laura Fine ended up doing, was Kajabi, which it has membership. It's kind of pricey. But it has membership, but it also has the ability to do, I'm pretty sure you can do opt-in pages there and you can do all this other stuff pretty easily. Because if she was able to do it, then I feel like anybody can do it. Because she's one of the most...
She did hire somebody, I think.
Hired somebody.
And okay. To do a little bit for her, but there's an amount that you can do on your own.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I don't know anything about it, so I can't make an opinion about Wix. But
can I make a comment about that? Wix, you know, it does look very snazzy. It seems like very simple. The only thing is I was just wondering if, you know, you're doing things yourself, but once you start to get income and you want to hire somebody and do all that sort of thing, and then you have to get a domain name and what have you, if you're on WordPress, then you can transfer it over to somebody else to actually do it. And WordPress is usually what they use in terms of platforms. So if you like stuff in your content and you want to move it over to a new website because you have to upgrade or whatever the case is, it might be easier to do something like WordPress because it's already known in the industry. Whereas I don't know how many I guess, designers or whatever the case is, use the one that you were referring to. Sorry, I forgot his name. But it might be easier to, because the standard is WordPress and everybody works off of WordPress as far as I know. And I come from experience because I did not use WordPress and mine is a total like, and I loved like when I, well, now it needs changing, but I still love the colors and everything on my website. And I can't even move from the person who created it because it was their software. So I kind of screwed myself because now that I don't want to use them because they're charging so much and I can go somewhere like, you know, GoDaddy and pay like, you know, $50 a year. Here I'm paying $200 a year for them to do nothing. And it's just because they're actually hosting my website. So that's something to just kind of consider as well. Just in case, you know, because I never knew that, right?
Right, right. I always recommend you do not hire a web person and let them host your stuff. Allison can speak to that one because you can get in huge, huge trouble. And then every time you want to change the color of something or you want to change a word somewhere, you can't go in and change it. Yeah. And that's the thing. Wix, it sounds like you can. So so it could be a different situation. So I don't know enough about Wix to say, but I know that what you want is you want something where you have the ability to go in and edit it if you want, but you also have the ability to go on something like Upworks and say, hey, I need somebody to create a new opt-in page for me. And here you go. With WordPress, there's something called Optimize Press, and there's a couple of other plugins that you can put in that all you have to do is do plug and play, and you pay one time, and you can make your own, and it makes it easier. So it depends on, like, do you see yourself wanting to just do this long-term? And website maintenance is not a lot. I mean, once you get your website going, you're not going to be doing it a lot, except for putting in blog posts. So you want to make sure this Wix gives you the ability to do blog posts, and blog posts that are SEO friendly. And so WordPress has this, people, you know, Google likes WordPress, so it gives it good rankings that way. So I would consider that. But there's all-in-one solutions, right? There's all kinds of all-in-one solutions to make it easier. Just make sure you own it, like Mary said, that you don't allow a web person to set it up for you and then, you know.
Yeah. So I want to get into it sort of, just put my toe in the water first. And I thought, you know, since it's free and it looks pretty easy to do, just to go from a one page, because I've got a website now with the IIN health coaching program I took, and it's editable as well. But I want to kind of have a one page opt-in right now because I don't have time to redesign the whole thing. And I don't have time to take on probably more than one client anyways right now. I really want to just kind of get my message out there, start sharing, building a list so that when I'm ready, probably a couple years from now, to really launch things formally, I have something to start with. So I'm actually not too concerned right now if I'm just doing like a one pager.
If you're just doing one page, opt-in page, you just have to have someplace where you're collecting the names.
Right.
So you have to have something like, I think, Lynn does is not constant. What's it called?
I use Constant Contact for that.
Constant Contact, I use don't recommend campaign. For a couple of reasons. Recommend?
Oh, good to know. I'd like to know that.
I use Active Campaign
because it's priced similarly to like MailChimp. MailChimp recently has gotten really like cracking down on alternative health websites and shutting people down. They actually shut down MindBodyGreen and they had to move to a different platform because they were controversial in what they were putting out there. So I'm kind of not recommending MailChimp anymore as the way to go. I've heard good things about ActiveCampaign and it grows with you. Whereas MailChimp doesn't necessarily grow with you as well. Constant Contact, the reason I don't recommend it is it doesn't have campaigns and tagging per se. It's just a list. It's just a list of stuff and you don't
It has campaigns now.
It does?
They've really revamped their stuff.
Revamped it. Okay, so maybe it is fine. That was where I started too, Mary. I started on that and I moved off of that into One Shopping Cart, which anybody heard of that anymore? And then I moved to Infusionsoft. So I think with getting a one pager up, it doesn't really matter because if you already have your IIN website, you can link from there to this one pager. You have a pop-up that says, get your free XYZ, and then you send them to your opt-in page, right? But if you're just looking to take on one or two clients, it may be simpler than that. Right. It may be as simple as, do you have a Facebook page?
I do, a personal one, not a business.
You have a personal one. Okay. How many people do you have liking or following or whatever they call it on Facebook?
You know, I'm not even sure. I have LinkedIn as well. I have quite a number.
Okay. So the easier
way. We're at 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. An easier way for you, Cindy, would be, set up an opt-in page, come up with your gift. Where you ask, first of all, where do you bring somebody in? Right. When it comes to design, unless you're going to learn Canva to create your own designs, then with graphics, that's where I've always brought people in. Like, I suck at graphics. I'm going to bring somebody in to do that. There are ways to get that kind of stuff. There's something called 99 Designs where you can get somebody to design your logo there. And basically you pay a flat fee and then all these designers come in and they bid on your project. And you're only you'll get your money back if you don't get anything from it. You go, nope, none of them really suit. You can go back and forth with people and you can't get it. That's where I got my INE logo. It was somebody we met through 99 Designs. We hired them to do ours for Spring Into Vitality logo, our Shine logo. And then we found somebody who did like such a good job that we put it out there for the INE logo that we hired her outside of 99 Designs to do a bunch of stuff like that. So, you know, you could get really good stuff off of 99 Designs.
Okay, cool. Okay?
And then you're not committed. That's the thing I would say. You don't want to commit to bringing anybody. You're not going to bring anybody on as a, you know, full-time or part-time or regular unless you find somebody who does a job. They do a job and then you have another job. You go back to them. And if you don't like them, you find somebody else. So that's all contract work. So I would do it as soon as possible because you have a full-time job.
Right.
So I would start with, if you want a logo, you go out there, you give them colors that you like. Mm-hmm. As designers, they should know how to put them together. They're not going to put, you know, purple and mauve and gray and, you know, have that mess that Nikki showed yesterday, right? So that's where I would go. And I would hire somebody to do that. And then the opt-in page, if you can figure out how to do it yourself on Wix, go for it. I mean, you're not going to be tied to it forever. You're not going to build a whole website there. You're just going to put an opt-in page there. But you have to have a CRM, a customer management system. I don't even know what the relationship
is. 12 minute time.
Okay, good. So you need something. So look into is there a free level of Active Campaign, Lynn? Like a first 500 or something, or you start paying right away? What is the cost on that?
Let me look, because I had enough that I pay like $9 a month or something.
Okay, right? Handle it, right? So it's good.
That's not it.
Some of them have like MailChimp, the first 500 is free, Constant Contacts like that. And then after that, but they get pricey if you start to grow on some of those. It gets pricey if you actually grow a big list on something that's intended for a small. Right. So Active Campaign could be a good option. Like with Infusionsoft, you pay whatever you pay for the first amount is like for 10 or 12,000 people. It's going to take you a while to get there. Right. So you have a lot of movement room. Whereas Constant Contact was like 1500 people, 500, and then you pay more for 1500 and then it keeps going up. Did she disappear? Where'd she go?
But then Contact keeps, they add for everything you want to do. Like if you want to do an Eventbrite, you've got to like go to the higher end. You got to pay another $20.
Yeah. So I'm not a big fan of Constant Contact, given there's so many others. Back when I did it, there was no others. I'm thinking Active Campaign might be. Look into Active
Campaign. Yeah, it's got unlimited sending, email marketing, send newsletters, subscription forms, marketing automation, chat and email support up to 3 users. That's for $9 a month.
Right. Can't beat it for $9 a month. Right. And then you're hooking up your Wix page to that. You're saving those people. And then you can set up campaigns and you can always reach out to Lynn because she knows how to do it. You set up campaigns to follow up. Once they opt in, you set up the series of 5 to 7 emails to follow up with them. And in your case, you want to drive them to a consultation.
Right.
Do you get reports who opened their email?
You get reports. You can have automation in there, and actually the automation, if you ever get to that point of wanting to use ClickFunnels, they work together. So
that's great.
What was that resource so I can write it down on the chat? Active Campaign?
Active Campaign. Okay. Yeah. And I know people with very large lists that still that stay with it because it works. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you get enough?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, the other thing I need to think about is, you know, what content I need to make to actually start sharing and putting myself out there. I have to work on that as well.
Just stick with what is it that you are most passionate about sharing and just share it. Create your Facebook page. Follow the instructions I gave to Jill earlier, right? Create a Facebook business page. Create a group even, because groups get better, even if there's only a couple of people in it. Invite everybody you know. Just keep putting out content and people will share it.
We're at time.
Thank you.
Well, good. Perfect. 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 Who's in next? Cindy Mahela.
Can I ask a really quick question?
Sure.
Does anybody remember the code for the Canva bundle?
It's underneath. It's underneath Nikki's little bar.
Yeah, if you go to the page where everything
is. I put it in the Facebook group.
She put it in the Facebook group, and then I copied all the stuff that Allie put in the Facebook group, and I put it on the page. So if you go to the page that we have for this, the page where the link to this is, it's the NEP Retreat 2020 Retreat. Click here. Then there's the three boxes for the dining room, and then there's handouts, and then there's speaker info. And if you click the little bar that says Nikki Williams, it's all there. Her brand book template, everything's there. Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Mahela, you're up. How can I help you?
So for me, I think at this point, I just need some help with adjusting my head. like I still have a hard time like asking for money. So that's the biggest, like when people ask me what I do, how much I charge, I kind of block. I'm like, oh, and I just, and I'm sure that comes across and that's really
effective. Okay, great. So I want to address that, like the whys behind that, but I also want to address, when somebody asks you a question that you don't have to give them a direct answer. Especially when they ask you how much it costs to work with you. Well, you can say, well, it depends on what you need. Why don't we schedule a conversation where I can talk to you about what your needs are, and then I can give you an idea. Because you can't just say, well, I charge X an hour. They're like, what does that mean, right? How many hours am I going to need? If you had a program, you could say, well, I have this 3-month program and I'll work with you for 3 months. But you don't want to just give them an answer when they ask you that. That was the thing that I always felt like, somebody asked me a question, I have to give them the answer. You don't have to give them that answer. You can say, well, it depends. It depends on what you actually need. So let's, and if you're in a position where you can talk to them about it there, let's talk about, tell me what's going on for you. Tell me how I can support you. Tell me where you need help. Tell me what you've done so far. Just like a mini initial assessment. So you get enough of a sense. And they tell you, I have this disease and this disease and this 57 disease. I'm on 37 medications. You say, well, you know, I think what we need to do is set up an initial nutrient interaction appointment. That the cost of that is whatever you came up with for that, $450. What it's going to entail is this, this, this. We do a comprehensive look, and then I'll come up with a strategy for you. And then we can talk about, you know, whether you want to implement that on your own or whether you need my help implementing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You don't have to answer their question. Like people say that to me all the time. I said, well, it depends. You know, it depends on how you want to work with me, right? And what your needs are. Mm-hmm. So everybody should know that. Don't just come out with, oh, it's $150 an hour or it's $75 an hour or it's whatever. You have to give them, you have to find out what they're going to be needing and then how much. You know, then you can give them an idea of what the starting point would be. If you're not in a position where you could just talk to them like that, and that you say, let me get your information, and let's, you know, do you have your calendar with you? Let's look up. Let's put it. I have some time tomorrow at 4:00. Do you have time then? Let's just have a conversation. And if you want to give them a little questionnaire, like a, you know, one pager quickly to give them an idea, just think through. I want you to think through some of this stuff, and that's how I can decide how I can help you. Okay. but there's a deeper issue, right? Because there's a deeper issue of assuming, let's just say you have three levels of program. You have your $450 initial, and then you have a $2,000 3-month program and a $5,000 year-long program. Let's just say, okay? So you're on a conversation with somebody and you really feel like they need this $2,000, which includes your comprehensive plus additional support. Okay, so they say, how much is that? Okay, let's just roll. Can we role play it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mahela, wow, what do? Blah, 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 you tell me. Wow, that's so interesting. How do I work with you and how much do you charge?
Well, that depends. It depends on what your issues are. I would need to know more about you and what you've done so far. Have you tried anything? Do you wanna set up an appointment? Do you wanna set up a time to talk to me?
Okay. So not even do you want to? Okay. How about this? Why don't we just set up a time that I can talk and I can ask you some in-depth questions about your health and history, and then I'll be able to tell you, you know, what I think is best for you, and then we can work out what that would cost. Okay, yes. So try that.
How about this? How about if we set up a time? I have some time, I think tomorrow afternoon, or maybe Thursday, whatever. I don't even know what day of the week it is. We can sit down and we talk, and then, you know, I can get a sense for what you need, and then I can get you a price.
So now you've sat down with them and you've asked them some questions, and you're really feeling like a really good place to start would be, let's get them into this comprehensive whatever. So lead into that. So you've just gone through, and let's just see how you say that.
So from what I see, we would need to sit down and look at your medications. I see that you're on a lot of them. And unfortunately, a lot of the medications cause a lot of nutrient deficiencies. So maybe some of your symptoms or later symptoms might be caused by your medications. So let's sit down and go over that. I have a program where I sit down with a client and I analyze all their meds ahead of time. You just send me your list, and then we sit down, we go over them one by one, and then we kind of figure out what's your plan of action. And I usually charge for this $300. And then we can go from there.
That sounds great. How did you feel saying that? What I noticed that there was almost like a little choking right here right before you said it, but it did flow out. So that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So build, before you tell them what the cost is, you go, okay, can I give you how I would say it, and then you can put it in your own words. Okay.
For sure.
I would say something like, wow, Mary, thank you for sharing all this. You are on a lot of medications. And my concern is, after being in pharmacy for like 25 years so far, the kinds of things I've seen is there's a lot of interactions, not just between the medications, but also between the medications and your nutrients. And that could create imbalances in your body nutrient-wise that could be leading to some of the symptoms. And you go back and say, you know, remember you said about these headaches or this kind of nausea or the reflux, or some of those could be as a result of the nutrient imbalances or the drug-drug interactions that they're caused. So what I would love to do with you, and I think would really benefit you, is I'll ask you, have you fill out a really comprehensive list, all your medications, your exact doses, how long you've been on them. And then I'll take a look at that in advance. And I'll have you fill out a little bit of a health history, so I know what the symptoms are and what other things you've done. So it shifted, so you disappeared. And then I'll do that all in advance. So we'll sit down, we'll go through this, and then we'll come up with a plan for how you can adjust some of your lifestyle, diet factors, nutrient factors, and also give you some advice to talk to your doctor about some of the, if there are some dangerous side effects that you need to talk to your doctor about, I'll give you all of that. And that's a plan that I would love to get you on that, because I think that's going to help dramatically to improve what's going on for you.
Okay.
And then you say, how much does that cost?
So how much is that?
Well, it's $300. For all that. Oh, it's only $300 for all of that. You know, it's going to takes me usually, whatever, an hour, hour and a half in advance, you know, of sitting down with your stuff. It's going to take us probably an hour sitting face to face and really going through this. It's $300. So how do you want to pay?
Okay.
You want to put it on a credit card, or do you have a PayPal? Let's get started. I have time, and I have time next week. We could get this done. I need a couple of days in advance. I can't just like do it tomorrow, because I need to, you know, have enough time to prepare. But I'm open next week. Are you? Kind of an assumptive close,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say right there. I was kidding. So how do you want to pay? I wouldn't say that. I would say, and I have some time next week. We could get started right away. How does that sound? How does that sound is a much gentler way to, how's that sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds so natural and easy when you say it.
And it will be, but it didn't used to be. I promise you, that was really hard for me. It was so hard for me that when I raised my rate to $150 for an appointment, for like an hour appointment, I couldn't say it. I couldn't say it. I had to say, oh, it's $75 for a half an hour. I couldn't do an appointment with somebody in a half an hour. But I'd say, oh, it's $75 for a half an hour. And then they'd say, well, how long? I said, well, you know, it's usually going to take an hour and a half perhaps. And they would do it. And then I would, when it came to the end of the hour and a half, I'd say, oh, that's $75, until someone called me on it and said, well, wait a minute, you told me it was $75 for a half an hour, and you just spent an hour and a half with me, and they wrote me a check for $225. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. So you have to really stand in your value. And when you do, when you look at how much time you're going to put into that and how much experience and expertise you've had over the years, yeah, and what you're going to give up, if you're going to move to this as more your full time and have to give up your pharmacy job, how much you have to make to replace that.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's just, I would practice it.
Yeah.
So I want to go a little deeper though. What do you think's behind not being able to say the price?
I think a lot of it is, part of it is when I work as a pharmacist, most of my experience was in the hospital. So I never had to ask anybody for the insurance, for a dollar, for anything. I would just go do my thing and then walk out and be paid. So I never had any experience in sales of any kind, not even selling ice cream. So that's part of it. Then the other one, I feel that, like, you know, I'm still struggling to lose weight. Hello. And so I feel like they come to me, and who I am, I can't even handle me. So,
okay. So let's address that. So
we're at 10 minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks. If you're overweight or underweight and you have a skill to be able to do a nutritional drug analysis, does it matter?
No.
Does it interfere with that?
No.
Right. You're not offering them a weight loss program. You're offering them an evaluation of their medications, right? So you are uniquely qualified to do that because you know functional medicine and you know pharmacy. And that marriage is a very nice, unique combination, right?
Yeah.
So the weight, we talked about this the other day, and you said you felt like you got some lead headway on that. This is, so here's what I think we should do if that's the situation, right? If you're struggling to lose weight and it's not because you're going home and eating ho-hos and ice cream, right? Because there's some sort of metabolic imbalance that you've been working on. That's what you admit to people, right? If you're talking weight, You know, if they're saying, I want you to help me lose weight, and right, and they, you know, you're like, you talk about the difficulties, right? It's not just about calories in and calories out. There are metabolic processes that get in the way. I've been working on it myself. This is the headway I've made. And it's a process we really need to dig in and look at your genes, your labs, you know, some of the psychological factors. Right? And this is for somebody who's been struggling.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you could easily help somebody who's eating ding-dongs and ho-hos at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. we can easily figure out how to get you to lose weight. But if they've got some weird metabolic stuff, and this is putting you having been through this, right. And if you're concerned, you can even address it when somebody's saying, I need you to help me to lose weight. And you may be going, you know, you might be looking at me going, oh, how's she going to help me lose weight? You might even address it head on. And I'm going to tell you, I've already lost some and I'm working on it. But this is the reason I'm so passionate about resistant weight loss, because there's some metabolic imbalances. It could be related to the drugs that you're on and the Medicaid, the nutrients.
12 minutes.
Thank you. So you can actually address it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? You can just address it head on. Even in your writing, you can address it head on. You know? Okay. And you can write an article about my struggle to get to my optimal weight, and I'm on the right track and it's going down slowly, and don't give up. Don't be discouraged.
Sure.
They can learn better from you than they can from somebody who just has to stop eating ding-dongs and ho-hos and they lose weight. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's right? True.
And that gives you the opportunity to say it could be blood sugar, it could be a genetic, it could be a toxicity issue. And that gives you the ability to explain it. And like Rachel was saying before, it gives you all these different little video things. So I would encourage you to just sit with what she said about those three, four pillars. And then what are all the little branches off of it, right? There's a lot when you can't lose weight, right? There's a lot of it.
Yes.
And you can have little blurbs about all of them.
Yeah. And I can see how that can flow from doing a medication therapy management thing.
Exactly.
Like there are on metformin and insulin and this and that. And so then I can say, well, let's talk about your weight, because maybe that's affecting your blood sugar.
Exactly.
They affect each other.
Yeah, they affect each other. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You good? Anybody else have anything they want to add? Anybody relate to not being able to ask for money? Yeah. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. Right.
Can I share something?
Yes, please.
And it's something I've learned through a lot through Laura. We're there for them. And, you know, if we find ourselves triggered or anything, I write down sometimes my notes are, oh, look, I just felt triggered here. And then it's like, I'll talk to myself later, or I'll talk to somebody else later about it. But I'm there to help them and see them and see what is it they need, you know, because, and your niche is different than mine, but, you know, they're there, even though it's about the drugs and the interactions, there's that deeper emotional feeling underneath it all. And so it's what can I bring to them to ease their pain and suffering?
Yes.
Right? And then you call up one of us and say, oh.
And sometimes you're saying it and you're feeling that inside, but you say it anyway. Right? You did a good job of it. There was just a little catch that I caught because I'm trained to do that, right? But not everybody would have caught that.
Yeah.
Right. But you caught it.
We're at time.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next? Karen. Okay. How can we help you today, Karen?
So I've got good material that I'm confident in teaching. And I did classes, you know, through stores that I had been doing other demos in, like connections I already had. And I was, you know, I wanted to do that just to get some of that under my belt before I went to like corporate wellness programs and asked for their business. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was just getting ready to go when we had the lockdown. So what I've been doing has not been working. Like, they've given us press releases and how to do, like, send it to the stations. I've gotten things on community calendars, but they don't answer. Then you're supposed to call the station and they don't answer the phone. And so then I ended up like just messaging Terry, a local journalist, and I didn't hear anything back. And I just like, I don't know what to do to advertise my classes right now. And I've done Facebook ads and I was thinking they don't work because you know, I never got anything from the Facebook ad. But then I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't know the parameters to set.
Facebook ads, yeah. Now, what's the price range of these classes?
The online classes are cheap. There is $60 for a series of four classes, $120 for eight.
Wow. Okay, so this is a good deal, right? What other avenues have you done besides the local ones, obviously, and the Facebook ads?
Well, they want us, nothing. They want us to teach locally. And this was part of the thing I really didn't understand because we were never supposed to teach online, you know, so we don't step on other people's toes. There's chefs all over the country.
Yeah.
Territory. So when this happened, they let us teach online and they still wanted it through a local venue. And then they kind of let go of that. They just really want them to be like, I need to have Texas people. So I did put that on the Facebook ad, you know.
So you localized it. You said you wanted it to be in the Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was geo, whatever they call it, geolocated or something.
And somebody found it on the PCRM website. Somebody lives in Virginia, really close to the PCRM, but they signed up for my class because it was convenient. I was like,
oh. So much for that. Not your fault. We told them to just sell Texas. Okay, so there's Facebook ads, but let's look at some other avenues that you have to fill your classes, right? Once you started doing them online, did you, like these stores that you actually did them at, right? Did you contact them and say, hey, in this midst of this COVID thing, you know, I'm doing these online. Do you have a mailing list of your people from here that you can mail to?
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Did you post these in any of the groups that, you know, that you belong to, like through us? Like, did you let anybody hear? No, $60 for four classes? Like, who, you know, posted on Unstoppable Health, right? I remember there's people there that would say, oh yeah, cool. Right? And you have a description of it. Those of them who are not able to do beans, because you said there's a lot of beans in them, they won't do it, right? But that's not the majority.
Okay.
Right. So what other avenues do you have? Who do you know that has a mailing list that you could get on? So here's the other thing. You used to do, and I see you stopped them, you used to do a weekly Facebook Live. Okay, consistency, consistency, consistency. So if every week people know that Karen's doing a little Facebook Live demo, oh, this is just a small part of what we're doing in our series. You don't do a whole big half hour food demo on Facebook Live. You do a one recipe thing that leads them to, you know, and in my upcoming class series, we're going to go through, and it's, you know, it's online. It's it's $15 a class, basically. So I'll put the link in the chat for you to sign up for it. And it's repetition, right? Repetition, repetition. Who can you reach out to and say, hey, can I do a food demo for your group and offer my classes? Who do you know?
I've already done but that was live. You know, I've already done like a yoga studio and...
Okay, does the yoga studio have a mailing list? Because you can say, hey, I want to do a free class for your yoga people. I'm sure they're stuck at home and they're tempted to eat potato chips and fast food, junk food, like everybody else in the world is doing right now. And I'd love to teach them some strategies for keeping their nutrition high during this period of time. Right. So anybody you know that has a business that you have a relationship with, offline or online, and you offer to do a webinar. So since we can't do them in person these days, I'm doing a webinar, I'm doing a free webinar. And your webinar can be a lot of the information about why they should be taking care of themselves. So you can tell the yoga studio, you know, I want to talk about the immune system and the effects of health and nutrition on it, and I'll do a food demo for them. And then you can offer your series. Right? You get them excited about taking care of themselves. People are excited about eating well now, more and more. Everybody is.
Like the series that I'm doing right now is to eating to reverse or prevent underlying conditions that are associated with a bad outcome for COVID.
Yeah, you just need to get out there to everybody you know and say, hey, do you know people who want to get this class? You can create, I would create like content for a webinar that will sell your class.
Okay.
So what do people have to know to get to the point where they go, oh, I want your class. $60 for four classes? Heck, I'm on. You know, sign me up. Right? But you have to teach them a class, like create some slides, and you get on and teach them. Right? And then you do a little food demo. Because that's the perfect class. It's the perfect class for right now. It's perfect.
Yeah, but it's over. Tuesday's the last one.
But oh, that one's over.
The other one is cancer and one is diabetes, and that's still underlying conditions.
Yeah. Right. It's still there. And so if you have a webinar, you can create for either one, right? And you have a webinar that teaches people the underlying foundations of why, you know, people's immune systems are shot and why they're getting more sick. You know, when you talk about cancer, you talk about heart disease, you talk about diabetes. And then you just give them good information. You teach them a recipe and you say, hey, this is just one of, you know, many recipes that I'm going to be teaching in this series coming up. And I'd love to have you part of it. My people would go for it. Who else knows people who would be interested in seeing that? Louisa.
I do. She needs to send me some information that I can give a cutout to my patients, because right now we were planning on giving cooking lessons, but they all say, oh, what am I going to eat now? And I'm going, oh my gosh. And then I'm sending them to books. I'm sending them to things. So, and because right now Susan is doing all the consultations by Zoom, but if she sends me stuff, I will give it out, especially the diabetes.
Yeah.
Really?
Great.
And if you have anything for autoimmune disease, all my dry eye patients, lupus patients, when I tell them, you need to be off of gluten, but I don't know how to do it. You know, they need to learn to cook, some of these people. Mm-hmm. So I even had one patient just called my house last week, and my sister answered, and she says, do you think she can teach me what to eat? Because I'm like, she's fed up. Like, what does she eat? So yeah. I will refer them to her if I can just have a little cutout or something. You know, I could say, here, contact this lady or watch her webinars or something.
And what if you, would you be open to doing a webinar with her? Like to your people? Is that something you have the time for? Like, hey, I'm going to be doing a webinar on the blah, 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 the eye things that happen with blood sugar imbalance. I'm doing it with my friend Karen, who's a chef, and she's going to teach you some stuff about food.
I would do that. I cannot commit for the next 6 weeks. We're switching EHRs, and that is major.
That's taking you stuff. And so Karen can create, you can create it. Right. You create a webinar, you do it with somebody, you record it, and then I will be happy to give it to Louisa later.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will give, if she's teaching classes, there's a lot of patients that say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to eat.
Exactly.
They need ideas.
Yep.
Okay.
And she's in Texas. So there you go.
Yeah.
Right. Who else do you know? Obviously,
10 minutes.
Thank you. Who else do you know? I was thinking of Phyllis Books.
Oh.
She's asked me for years, oh, you got to create a class for my people. And, you know, like they need just a cooking class, a series, like, you know, so contact Phyllis.
Okay.
Who else in our circle, like in the meetup kind of thing, has exposure to others who could do that, right? Like all your networks. So that's the thing. Like we're all like just a few places away from reaching somebody you really want to reach. So who do you know that knows other people that can hook you up with, that can hook you up with, that we could hook you up with? Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cool. And get me information about your classes and post, at least post it in the, there's one series coming up, post it in the Unstoppable group.
Okay.
And post it in the NEPG group and just invite, hey, if you want to share this with your clients, feel free.
Yeah, so we can share it.
Yeah, they'll share it.
This might be crazy. Okay, just going to put it out there though. What about if you connect with businesses that are in the health-oriented environment but are not food, like, you know, non-toxic cleaners or mm-hmm. I don't know what specifically, but not specifically food, but would have that in their mindset to where they would have like an email list or something that might potentially be interested.
Absolutely. And yeah. Also other doctors in the area, right? Whose yeah. offices may be closed, but you know, would want well, to that,
that's what I wanted to do, but I wanted to go in person and bring the information and talk to them and stuff. And so they don't know me right now. Just like the reporters don't know me. So, I mean.
Do you have a list of people? I may know some of them that I can introduce you to. So it always helps like, okay, if there are people you want to meet, who might you know that knows them? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
12 minutes.
All right. Anything else before we?
Have you tried the some of the farmers markets are open and you could maybe ask if you could do a small demonstration there. Like something simple. I did it one time with just smoothies and made like a watermelon salad and passed out like the recipe for that with my contact information and then had a sheet for people to give me their emails if they were interested in more recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I initially grew my email list locally.
I mean, to sell at the farmer's market, but right now, I don't think they would let anybody do a food demo.
Yeah, probably not.
But yeah, but just think of that for the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we were talking about it with our farmer's market right before everything shut down, and they would let me have a health coach booth, but it's considered for this one, it's considered a community service and they rotate doing community service businesses. So basically I would be on that rotation. I couldn't be there every weekend, but I could be there frequently. And then we could either, you know, serve some kind of little toothpick snack or something or not, but we could at least hand out business cards, talk about health and at least have flyers on a table where we're talking about it.
The food works well because that's how I used to fill my classes. And we'd have the booth at the farmer's market, make food. They would write their name on the email list and we'd let them know when we had classes. And we grew that pretty quickly that way. Ava?
Yeah. Erin, aren't you in the Austin area?
Yeah. Yes.
Kate Payne is my neighbor down the road. She's in charge of the Lake Line and Mueller farmer's markets. So you might have a conversation with her. I could introduce you.
That would be cool.
That'd okay. Be yeah.
Thanks.
Nice.
And also the health department, before this all COVID-19 happened, I was scheduled to come in and give 2 seminars on sleep health. I had met the person in charge of that department, and she said, well, give me a list of what you talk about. And so it was interesting. They didn't pick the sugar. They didn't pick the stress. They picked, we want to know more about sleep. But if Karen could do something like that, make a connection at the health department or an office where you could go in and give like a little lunch and learn series without the food, but talk about that. And that would maybe interest them into signing up for your course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So a lot of options. And then Facebook organic. And I think constant out there, just being out there, out there, out there, right?
Well, you know what I did with that Friday Facebook Live? I because I couldn't guarantee that I could get the ingredients to make people's recipes. And we just ended up we do a Zoom call and talk about anything people want to talk about. Like if they want help with, you know, what's for dinner with what's in their pantry or somebody wanted a dessert and they didn't know what to make with what they had. And I mean, it's just stuff like that.
Did you get them to opt in to get access to the Zoom call?
We're at time, FYI.
Thank you.
It's just the people who had been showing up.
Right, but having them on your opt-in list so you can write to them in advance afterwards and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's lots of ways. There's lots of ways. So we're at time. Thank you. Hope that was helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys, we are at the end of day two. We have a few more minutes left. And I always like to end the day with a few shares on takeaways. You're probably like up to here by now, full with so much information today. And I want to give you the opportunity to, you know, relax and get your level down here again. So there's room to fill more up there. So I'd love to hear some takeaways and then I'll tell you what's on tap for tomorrow. And then we can meet if anybody wants to meet again in one of those rooms. Let's just say room one, since if there's three people and there's three people, one in each room, it ain't gonna work. So if you want to meet in room one and gather and talk, we did a little bit of our card game, but it was like a connection card game and we only did like one card each. So anyway, who wants to share? Like something that you're taking away from today that was either an aha, a distinction, something that you're going to act upon, something you might want to change. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I was first introduced to Canva today, and I just learned so much from that, and that was pretty exciting.
Awesome. Who was that? I'm trying to find.
Gloria.
Oh, where are you? Oh, you're on phone. You're not even on the screen. Okay, that's why I'm not. I'm like, where's the voice coming from? I don't see. Okay, so the Canva was really helpful. Great. That's awesome. Who else?
This is Martha. I was totally blown away by the speaker was Nicole. Is that her name? Nicole?
Rachel.
Rachel, okay. My head is swimming, but just really requiring us to like go to a box and put what it is, who it is that we're serving and build around that is just, I'm glad I didn't do the hot seat today because I keep changing what my problem is. Because in a lot of ways, she's answered some of those questions.
Yes. Yeah.
That were very helpful, but just she's gave a lot to think about and how we communicate and how we design. And yes, and the coming from a background of sales, it really is the psychology of how people think and how they react. So thank you for inviting her. And
absolutely. You know, the thing about that is when people hear your words and they go, oh my God, she's reading my mind, that's when they're hanging on your next word and your next word and your next word. And here's the thing I want you to know that recently was shared at an event that I was at. It made a really good distinction because we do this kind of thing with marketing, and there's three different, if you want to categorize them, three different speeds of buyers, right? There's the immediate, whoa, I want that, boom, and they buy. Then there's the medium, they have to know you, they have to get some stuff. And then there's the super slow ones. So the first group, they're no matter what, if you hit their thing, they're like, where's the box? Don't make it hard to find the add to cart button because they'll get frustrated and they'll leave. and they'll go find it somewhere else. The middle one is who we usually target to, right? We do an opt-in gift and we work with them for, you know, we send them a bunch of emails and then we say, hey, the typical launch, right? Where you send them this video and that video and this video, and then they're ready to buy and then you make an offer to them. But it's really important to keep in mind that third set of buyers, it could take them 2 years before they take the plunge. And we want to keep them in the nurture loop for that time, right? So we don't want to lose these. So this guy that presented it, he called it having an off-ramp. Like if you're doing a launch and it's like five videos and then you make an offer, this person's ready after the first video. So you need an off-ramp where they can go. And if you're feeling like this is really resonating with you, you know, click here to find out more information about this service offering program, whatever I have. It's an off-ramp for them. If you're like me, because if that's how you are, if not, don't say it. But if you're like me, like at this point, you're going, what's the solution? I want the solution. I have this problem. Give me the solution. Then click here and get that. So you don't make it real obvious so people are going, oh, she's just selling, right? But then the other people go through all your stuff and then they're ready to buy it when they're ready to buy. But always give the off-ramp for somebody who has, they've learned enough and they're ready to get it, right? Then that's why in a series of emails, it could take 7 emails before somebody gets comfortable enough and they heard the message, they heard it over and over again. But don't wait till the 7th email to make them an offer, because there's some of them that want it right away. And you do it in a subtle way. You do it in a PS. By the way, if you're really interested, you know, click here and, you know, let's get on my calendar. Let's talk about how we can apply this to you. Okay. So we want to be able to address all of those people. Does that make sense? Who here thinks that you're in that, like that quick buy category? Like I see it, I want it, I'm going to get it. Just a few. Okay. Yeah. And who's in that, like, I need to be hearing this person for 2 years before I really am comfortable enough to give them my $20. You followed me for how many decades before you, right?
But also, I mean, I know with me, it also has to do with budget. I might, in some circumstances, I might be that type A person.
Yeah.
But my budget does not agree with my attitude. So I have right. to plan it out sometimes.
And that's why, you know, sometimes looking at your mini offers, your medium offers, and then your premium offers, right? And when you have a mini offer that's like, if somebody offers you and you're like, wow, I want that. And you're like, it's $79. Are you serious? Like, click, I'm there, right? Whereas if it was $9.97, you'd go, oh, I got to look at my budget. I got to think about it, right? So you don't want to give away a $9.97 program for $79. But right now, especially in this economic environment, if you have something that you can pull out of your main offer and sell it for under $100, it gets them started with you. And then you can move them up the progression. So, you know, those of you who already have programs can think about that in terms of what can you pull out. That's like Karen's thing is like $60 for 4 classes. It's a no-brainer, right?
I think that depends too on your avatar. I'll be honest with you. There were times in my life, building what Elaine is saying, where $79, that isn't a no-brainer. That's like, well, do I eat or do I do this? Yeah. And so,
you say you can get for free.
Well, it's just again, knowing your avatar, and as you educate them, so they see that value.
They have to see the value, absolutely.
Yeah.
They have to see the value.
And they may have to, you know, budget $20 a month until they get that, but they're still doing it. And I can say that because that was me.
Yeah. You know? And if that's your avatar exclusively, then you need a day job. Because you'll never make a living doing this if that's the only avatar that you have. So you have to have that variety in your audience. Somebody's got to pay the rent, right? And so having those different levels of offerings makes a huge difference. And you basically need to have the higher end offers for people who can pay it so that you can afford to have the low end offers for people who can't. I don't want to exclude anybody, you know, so people can come and join our vital community for $20 a month. right? And for some people, maybe that's a lot of money, but for what they get for that is like, it's crazy amount of money. It's a crazy amount of stuff, right? And I don't want to ever not have access for at a low end, which is why we've offered several over the last few months, really low priced things. And sold.
And don't forget your low ends too, Dr. Reemery, could eventually lead to higher ends if people's financial situation, you know, what have you.
Exactly. And they see the value. And don't assume that your avatar doesn't have money. Don't assume the person you're having an enrollment conversation with doesn't have the money, because that's on you. And I have had conversations with people who were in debt, who had $10 an hour job. And I thought, this person's not going to go for my program, but I made my offer. That's what I offered on there. And I gave them the choice of the 6-week program for $2,000, the 12-week program for $3,000, or the full 6-month program for $6,000. And I was sure they were going to go, oh, it's out of my budget, I can't do it. They did full pay on the high-end program. Said, look, my credit cards are already maxed out. This is my health. I have the $6,000 line of credit. Can you give me a discount if I pay it all in full? Gave her like $500 off to pay it all in full, and she did it. Okay, so don't assume something for someone. You also don't know if they just got an inheritance or they have some, you know, money hold away that they've been saving for a while, and you've made a point like, this is your health. This is important, right? And yeah, there's people who just can't come up with it, but don't assume that for them. Don't assume that for them and not make the offer. Because if I hadn't made the offer, I would have been.
The end result of what we're doing for people is supposed to make them feel better, which can help them go get a better job or do other things. So,
it's up to you to present that to them, right? The cost of inaction. I'll leave you with those things. Think about what's the cost of inaction for these person. If they don't take action, where are they going to be in 6 months to a year? If they're out of work or they're, you know, they're working at Target because they can't stay in their executive job because they can't think straight, and you can get them in 6 months. In 6 months, if they don't take action, are they still going to be at Target? Or are they going to be back in their executive job? If they do take action, there's a good chance that they're back in that job and putting their brilliance out into the world. So
that's just be the cost of your inaction.
And the cost of my inaction is I've lost the opportunity to help somebody who could have been made a huge difference in the world. And don't believe me, I've done it. You know, I've not made offers to people. I mean, we're all in that situation. I've not made offers to people and go, whew, I wonder how that person ended up. So just be there and think of it as an offer, not a sale. You're giving them an offering. You're offering them your service, your love, your care in exchange for something financial. Okay. So anybody else have any last words on that?
I'd like to say thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching us what an avatar is.
You're welcome. I'm glad you, Lynn Rose was in that same thing. Like Avatar, I saw that movie, like, but what does that mean in terms of my business?
We don't have to wear tight blue suits.
Lori had something. Lori, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing that hit me the most with Rachel was we're talking about all this technology, but she had said, you are your funnel. And that kind of struck me, like, you're the person that's drawing them in, not necessarily what you're putting out there.
Yeah.
In technology.
Yes. You're that person. Right. And she said, I just told them to give me their phone numbers and I'll call them. Right. Like wherever you're at, you don't need the technology, but you can have an opt-in gift and you can go talk to people and say, oh, put your name and email address on here and I'll send you my book. And then you just manually send it. That's where you can start. But I really want everybody to be thinking about what that offering would be. That would be really good to draw people into working with you. So we'll talk tomorrow. I have that thing I want to talk. I want to go through the process of really talking to them from where they're at, not, you know, where you think they're at, and identifying where they're at in their journey and talking to them in different ways at different places in their journey. And Rachel kind of sort of touched on that today, and I want to just go solidify that a little bit more. And then we have, what did we do? We did four, right? We did four tonight and three earlier. So we did seven people already. I think we have 10 more. 10 more hot seats we'll do tomorrow. Love seats we'll do tomorrow. And whatever it is, if you kind of thought you were going to do something on the first day and it's not the same anymore today, that's okay. Right? However it is, we just use your time to answer whatever's on your mind to help you move forward. Okay? And if you're going to, anybody going to go hang out? Or everybody going to just go hang out at home? You're going to go into the room? No? Karen? It was Karen and Lynn Rose and I, and then Lynn DJ joined us. So, and we just hung out and talked and had fun. So. All right, guys. Have a great one.
Did Carrie raise her hand?
Did Carrie raise her hand? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
When were we going to do that? And now.
How much? No, yeah. Well, you want to get some dinner and then show up. Who wants like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
An hour? What's good?
20 minutes. Good. How about you, Karen?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow. Get some good sleep and much love. Mwah.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to save the chat. Save chat. Where is it at? Okay, so it labels the folder. It automatically puts it in a folder that says online retreat, May 29th and 31st. Cool. And it has the date, I think. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Was that, whoops, Mary, unmute yourself.
I highlighted the people that went on that sheet under the column that says yes or no.
Great.
And then I just put completed.
Great.
Perfect. So instead of adding another column, I just did it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. That's fine.
Okay. Was there anything else? I think that's.
No, I think that's it.
We didn't have very many links today. And unfortunately, thankfully, because I somehow Zoom kicked me out twice. So I lost two chats to just follow to get.
Oh, down. Shoot.
It kicked you out too.
It kicked me out. So I probably don't have the chat here. It kicked me out right when I thought, oh my God, did everybody get knocked out? But I got knocked out and then I came back. So, you know what I think though, when I stop it and save the recording, let me stop the recording. Say it, yes.